The following message is from Call to Worship, a one-hour program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship, along with inspirational comments. This podcast is the devotional portion of the radio broadcast. Here with our message is host and producer of Call to Worship, Gary Roby.
Get her done. As you are seeking God's will and direction, and you just can't see what that next step is, then take that first step. Don't just think about what you should do. Do it. Get her done. And following God's will is not just for the big things, really, really important choices. It is thinking, what would Jesus do constantly? And then follow that still small voice from His Spirit. I've heard that referred to as practicing the presence of God in your life every day. As you're thinking about what you should do or need to do, remember that while on this earth, we walk by faith, not by sight. Listen to 2 Corinthians. So we are always of good courage. We know that while we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord, for we walk by faith, not by sight. Yes, we are of good courage, and we would rather be away from the body and at home with the Lord. So, whether we're at home or away, we make it our aim to please Him. As I've heard it said, do what you know, and you'll know what to do. Go ahead. Take that first step. Remember, the priests were instructed to take that first step into the water, and that's when God opened the waters for them to move forward. Listen to that account from Joshua chapter 3. And as for you, command the priests who bear the Ark of the Covenant, when you come to the brink of the waters of the Jordan, you shall stand still in the Jordan. And Joshua said to the people of Israel, come here and listen to the words of the Lord your God. And Joshua said, here is how you shall know that the living God is among you, and that He will, without fail, drive out from before you the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Hivites, the Perizzites, the Girgashites, the Amorites, and the Jebusites. Behold, the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord of all the earth is passing over before you into the Jordan. Now therefore, take 12 men from the tribes of Israel, from each tribe a man. And when the soles of the feet of the priests bearing the Ark of the Lord of all the earth, shall rest in the waters of the Jordan shall be cut off from flowing, and the waters coming down from above shall stand in one heap. So when the people set out from their tents to pass over the Jordan with the priest bearing the Ark of the Covenant before the people, and as soon as those bearing the Ark had come as far as the Jordan, and the feet of the priests bearing the Ark were dipped in the brink of the water, now the Jordan overflows its banks throughout the time of harvest, the waters coming down from above stood and rose up in a heap very far away at Adam, the city that is beside Zarethan, and those flowing down toward the Sea of Arabah, the Salt Sea, were completely cut off, and the people passed over opposite Jericho. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your paths. We can come up with a long list of reasons why we should wait. We know we should go. Don't procrastinate. Listen to Gideon, who comes up with excuses when God had made it abundantly clear that he should go. Judges chapter 6, and the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. And Gideon said unto him, O my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this befallen us? And where be all his miracles which our fathers told us of, saying, did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord hath forsaken us, and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. And the Lord looked upon him and said, go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee? God has promised to provide us with all the wisdom we need to see what we should do. Listen to James, first chapter. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and abradeth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. When you're not sure about what to do, ask, and you will receive his direction. Luke 11. And so I tell you, keep on asking, and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking, and you will find. Keep on knocking, and that door will be opened unto you. For everyone who asks, receives. Everyone who seeks, finds. And to everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Just go, do it. Keep on walking. And if you fall on your face, well, at least you're headed in the right direction. And God will be there to pick you up and encourage you. There will be times when it's not easy to obey. Stay focused upon God and His will, not the circumstances. I can guarantee you that temptations will come. You'll have to stand for what is the right thing to do. And when you come to those crossroads, remember what Christ did for you. Think about the words of Jesus as He faced the cross. Father, not my will, but Thy will be done.
The Call to Worship program is a listener-supported ministry heard weekly on local Christian radio stations since its first broadcast in 1989. This ministry centers around God's Word, spoken and in song. To hear the entire program, visit us online at calltoworship.us.